Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, a lifelong believer in the power of competition, Ryanair Chief Executive Michael O'Leary has said the company may consider buying aircraft from a Chinese supplier if US tariffs affect the price of the ones they've ordered from Boeing. So could Ryanair seriously be eyeing up this kind of purchase, or are the comments simply part of a grand bargaining strategy by the airline boss? Well, Adam McGuire from the RTE Business Desk has been looking into this. Morning, Adam.
How are you?
Right, so when Michael O'Leary talks about buying planes from China, what or who is he talking about?
Yeah, he's talking about a company called COMAC, or the Commercial Aircraft Corporation of China, which is a fast-growing Chinese aircraft manufacturer. It was only established in 2008, so very young in aviation terms. You know, Europe's Airbus was established in the 70s, for example. America's Boeing can go trace its origins all the way back to the 1910s. Brazil's Embraer, which is much smaller than those two, that's been around since the 60s. But as hard as it is for a new arrival to break into plane making, COMAC has been making fairly good progress over the past 17 years. More than 1,000 orders on its books. That's pretty much Chinese airlines or airlines close to China. And that's despite it only having two models of plane. It has the C909, which is a smaller jet that carries around 70 to 80 people. Think of it as similar size to kind of the Aer Lingus regional planes. Then there's the C919, which is the one that's really relevant to this conversation. That's the one that's comparable to the likes of the Airbus A220neo, which is what Aer Lingus uses, and the Boeing 737 MAX, which is what Ryanair uses. In fact, Ryanair actually played an important role in its creation, because it signed a cooperation agreement with COMAC all the way back in 2011 to help in its development.
Okay, so those contacts are there. Could it realistically be a plane that Ryanair would be interested in?
In theory, absolutely. It's the right size for the fleet. COMAC says it's currently working on variants that will allow it to fit more seats in, which is very important to the Ryanair business model. And you'd imagine if they've been involved in the development over the past decade or so, it would tick a lot of boxes in terms of what they would look for and need. Crucially, it's also well priced, which is very important for Ryanair. The catalogue price of the C919 is around $9.9 million. That's about $6 million below the Boeing 737 Next Gen, which currently makes up the bulk of Ryanair's fleet. It should be said that the catalogue price of a new aircraft doesn't tell you much about the actual price that's paid. You know, they do deals with manufacturers, they get a discount on bulk orders and so on. So they're generally paying well below the catalogue price, no matter what. But there are some crucial hurdles in the way that mean that, you know, Ryanair's threat of switching aircraft supplier probably isn't a serious one just yet.
Okay, give us an idea of what kind of hurdles you're talking about. Are they regulatory or time?
It's a mixture of things, and the biggest one is probably the fact that COMAC, the planes are currently in operation at or near China. As it stands, they're not licensed to fly in European airspace, which is a pretty crucial first step if Ryanair is to seriously consider them. COMAC has been working with the European Union's Aviation Safety Agency, EASA, for a number of years now to secure certification. They had previously said they thought they'd get it this year. They were a bit ambitious with that aim. Just last month, EASA's executive director, Florian Guillemer, said that it would be at least 3 to 6 years before the C919 was certified by European authorities. So you're talking not till at least 2028, maybe as late as 2031 before you can actually fly it in Europe. In terms of the reason why it takes so long, regulators, particularly in Europe, are understandably very, very discerning over this. They have high standards when it comes to aviation safety. That's especially true in civil aviation, and probably even more so now. They're more rigorous following those multiple crashes and incidents involving the Boeing 737 MAX in different parts of the world. And it's particularly challenging when it's effectively a new aircraft manufacturer and a new type of plane, because there's no historical relationship between the regulator and the manufacturer, not much real world data to look at to make a comparison to, no other model, say if it's a variant of an old plane, you can kind of look at the changes. You know, so maybe if you go back to the Airbus A220, which was a new type of plane from Airbus, there was a 2-year gap between its maiden flight in 2013 and it getting EASA approval. And that's a situation where it's a plane maker with a long standing relationship with the regulator, very familiar with the process, and a good reputation as a manufacturer as well. It still took them 2 years. So COMAC is starting from zero effectively compared to that. And the problem for COMAC is that, you know, aircraft leasing companies and airlines, including Ryanair, are going to be reluctant to order planes from them until they know they're going to be given the thumbs up by regulators and they know when they're going to actually be able to use them. They're not going to put money down until they know they can fly these planes.
Sure. Or indeed when they'll be made, because, you know, they're not there on the shelf waiting, are
they? No. And yeah, there's a significant gap usually between a deal being agreed to buy a plane and it actually being received, because, you know, it's not like Boeing or Airbus or COMAC have a stockpile of planes. They're not going to spend tens of millions building these things when they don't have a buyer for them. And the buyer will also want to have them customised. They'll want their own seating layout. They'll want lighting systems that suit their brand, their in-flight entertainment systems or not, as the case may be, and then adding the branding inside and out as well. So if you're an airline, you know, waiting for COMAC to have or be close to have approval from EASA before you're willing to put pen to paper, make a deal, then you're going to be waiting beyond that point of them getting approval. So beyond maybe 2031, before you're actually able to welcome passengers on board the C919. And, you know, this is where Michael O'Leary's threat of cancelling Boeing orders and turning to COMAC and to China looks a bit toothless, because the most recent deal Ryanair did with Boeing was in 2023. It saw the airline agree to buy up to 300 Boeing 737 MAX 10s over the next decade, so by 2033. So there's a very realistic chance that by the time it's feasible for Ryanair to get COMAC jets, it will have taken delivery of all of those Boeing jets that are on the books at the moment, or that order will be complete and it won't have anything left to cancel effectively.
All right. So maybe it's the next big order that Ryanair might take elsewhere.
Potentially, yeah. Although, again, the timing might not be ideal because, you know, they may need to be ordering planes before they know for sure that they can fly the C919. As I say, it could be 2031 before they know that. And they might be looking to kind of get an order in advance of the Boeing deal coming to an end. And that all works in the assumption that COMAC would actually be able to deliver on a big order from the likes of Ryanair. You know, one of the issues we've seen in aircraft manufacturing recently with Boeing and Airbus, they've faced a lot of production bottlenecks for various reasons. They're both struggling to keep up with demand. Airbus, for example, last year delivered 760 planes. It has an order book of more than 8,600, so less than 10% were delivered. Boeing, meanwhile, delivered around 350 planes. It has orders of close to 5,600 planes. COMAC, as I say, has an order book of about 1,000 planes. Last year, it delivered about 12.
All
so
right,
tiny,
okay.
Tiny number. So it would need to dramatically expand its production capacity very, very quickly to actually manage to take on a deal from a decent-sized European carrier like Ryanair.
And if it's going to expand its production capacity, it needs the order book to incentivize it to do
that. Yeah, there is an element of that. And you also have to bear in mind that, you know, while COMAC in China does want to expand into other markets, the key goal here is to reduce Chinese aviation's reliance on America and on Europe as well. So, you know, Ryanair will be competing with all those Chinese airlines for orders when and if and when they do increase their capacity.
Okay, and that's presuming a trade war with China doesn't break out in the meantime to put tariff barriers up there, as we've seen with electric vehicles. Anyway, pushing aside all of those hurdles, in terms of its significance to the airline industry, how significant would it be if Ryanair started to use COMAC?
It would be a really significant moment. You know, Ryanair is Europe's biggest airline. If it was turning to China to buy planes, it would be a major shot across the bows for Boeing and Airbus. It would also represent a significant vote of confidence for COMAC, and they'd be able to use that then, you'd imagine, to leverage sales from other airlines as well. But it would also be a significant change for Ryanair, because it made a decision mid-90s to transition its fleet entirely towards Boeing as part of its low-cost model. You know, by having one plane maker, it means they could get a better deal when they're making these bulk orders. But they also, they only have to train pilots and cabin crew on one system rather than multiple systems. So they save time and training. It also makes the rosters more flexible. You can kind of put them onto any plane.
Maintenance and service.
Maintenance and servicing becomes cheaper as well. It simplifies every process. So if Ryanair were to bring in a new plane type from a different manufacturing, it would add a layer of complication that hasn't existed really since O'Leary became CEO in 1994. It's not a deal breaker. You know, other airlines do fly multiple manufacturers, like British Airways and Lufthansa have Boeing and Airbus planes. And in a way, Ryanair kind of does this already, because it has a Lauda subsidiary in Malta, which still uses Airbus. But even then, they've been signaling that they'd like to switch over to Boeing there at some stage. So they clearly still want to have the one plane type across the books.
All right. So if an informed skeptic like yourself can stick a pin in the likelihood of this so quickly, although not to cast aspersions on the depth of your research, why did Michael O'Leary bother flying the kite of buying Chinese planes? Or is that just pretty obvious.
Yeah, it comes down to money. You know, Ryanair never misses an opportunity to save money and put pressure on suppliers to cut prices. And talking up the competition has always been part of that. You know, back in 2009, they were locked in really tough negotiations with Boeing about a new order of planes. They put it out that they were also talking to Airbus at the time. A senior executive at Airbus came out and said, we're not talking to Ryanair at all. It was just kind of part of putting pressure on Boeing. Those talks actually fell apart. And in fact, that 2011 cooperation agreement with COMAC that I mentioned before could be seen as part of this putting pressure on Boeing to show that they were looking elsewhere. Eventually, they of course did a deal with Boeing in 2014. And then that 2023 deal that they're currently working through, again, when that was in negotiations, O'Leary said they were talking to Airbus and said Airbus are being really aggressive with their pricing and what they're offering us here. Again, it's a way of kind of putting pressure on Boeing. Now, in fairness to Ryanair this time, what they're actually trying to do is to ensure that they're only paying what was negotiated and agreed 2 years ago. I was speaking to the CFO, Neil Sorahan, on Morning Ireland for their annual results on Monday. And his attitude is basically, you know, we agreed a price 2 years ago. Any costs that now crop up in the meantime, tariffs or otherwise, that's for Boeing to deal with, essentially. And I think talking about COMAC is putting pressure on Boeing to say, if there is a tariff, you guys have to absorb that, not us.
Okay, I think we're all familiar with the negotiating strategy of Ryanair when you're trying to get a slightly heavier bag onto a plane. But for now, Adam Maguire from the RTE Business Desk, thanks a million for joining us. Up next, The Gathering.